You already know though. Check it out. Hey. They wanna ask how long I'll be here. I say forever, let's just be clear. I'ma be loving you
all of my life, for the rest of my life.
I'll be loving you
all of my life, for the rest of my life. I'ma be loving you.
Everybody that's up in here, throw your best up so it's clear. I'ma be loving you
all of my life, for the rest of my life.
To show you that it's certain.
Okay.
When my hands up, I call it worship.
Okay.
Yeah, I know it's real. Yeah, I know it's real.
Oh,
and I ain't got a question how I feel.
Yeah.
Give me purpose. No, I never ever nervous. Everything you say, believe him. No, I never ever leave him. I ain't stepping down off this word. I'ma keep this thing clear, that's for sure.
Well, hey. They wanna ask how long I'll be here. I say forever, let's just be clear. I'ma be loving you
all of my life, for the rest of my life.
I'll be loving you
all of my life, for the rest of my life.
Well,
I'ma be loving you.
Now everybody that's up in here, throw your best up so it's clear. I'ma be loving you
all of my life.
Award-winning praise radio show.
You're the one that always does that. I am your host, Mandy V. Robeson. And to my right, I have the handsome Richard C. Knowles.
And I didn't even pay this time.
This time he didn't. And to my left, I have the beautiful Miss Joy.
Did you clap for me when she
did? I did clap.
She did clap for you. She did.
I'm sorry. The Bible doesn't teach you that.
What, no. To clap?
No.
No, to tell people to clap.
To ask people, did you clap for me?
Yeah.
Because if I didn't clap for you, that insinuated that you weren't going to clap for me.
No, I clapped already for you. Oh. I just stopped and wanted to know if you clapped.
Stopped, did you clap for me? And then when I say
once
yes.
Once again, welcome to the Praise Radio Show.
We're here live, y'all.
We're the co-host. So glad you guys have joined us for our 100th episode.
Want to do it?
Yeah. So awesome.
Want to do it?
I was thinking about all like my favorite TV shows from back in the day. and when they celebrate their anniversaries, yeah, and
they have
go
they have
over. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We don't
that's
have no clips.
That's what you should have had.
We should have had some clips. I should have had bloopers.
The best of the
show. Best.
The you know bloopers. I would not have done the best. I would have definitely done the bloopers.
Both. That would have
those
been,
were the best.
That's
that
true.
Would have been cool. That would have been cool.
Maybe for May before we take our, in June before we officially take our summer
break. Oh, we do our
break,
special clips.
We can do special clips.
I think that would be cool.
I have to clip my hair then.
Yeah, you have no hair.
Oh, I don't? Oh.
No. But anyway.
That's not what the mirror says.
Stay tuned. Don't go nowhere because we're going to take a quick break.
Don't touch that down.
We just got here.
We just got here, but we're going to take a break already. Yeah,
a
I know.
Break?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's
okay.
all go.
I've been loving. Stop now.
What up, Pops? This your boy, man. We're gonna go all the way with this one, though. Sweet day. Yeah, he my main man. Pops, give me a moment, let me tell you how I feel inside. Wanna say thanks, cause you never left your son's side. And I appreciate it, never been a great about it. You could've split daddy, but you wasn't mad about it. No education made it difficult to get a job. But still you tried, Pops, I love you, and it's from my heart. I never blame you, Pop, for things you couldn't do for me. You gave me love, hell, and love don't cost a damn thing. And I respect you as a man, not just my father. You could've quit, but instead you fought and hustled harder. And I remember. Everything like it was yesterday. I picture perfect, but was far away from perfect place. So every night before I lay my head, I ask God to take it easy on you, Pops, cause this life is hard. Would you believe me if I told you this? Pops, you my hero, my teacher, my homie slash best friend. It's real.
That's how strong my love is.
Yeah, you're my main man. That's how strong my love is, Pops.
My love is.
It's me and you, baby.
That's how strong my love
yeah,
is.
Pops, you're my main man. Yeah.
That's how strong my love is.
My main man. Pops, I remember wrapping up in front of stoves in the winter time. Me and you together waiting on the sun to shine. See, hard times gave me strength in so many ways. My inner faith gave me hope that there'll be better days. Despite all your imperfections, I ain't mad at you. Nobody's perfect living life, Pops, it's all lessons. Like mama said, one day soon it's gonna get better. You need a shelter from the rain, I'll be your umbrella. Pops, I believe we both can make it through the toughest weather. A winning team, never I. We gon' fight together, no matter what your situation is. Your pain, Pops, I feel it. You want it, Pops, I give it. Anything that you ever need, my last breath. So go on, breathe. I hope you're feeling me. It's love, Pops. Know where you're headed, know where you're going, know where you've been. Pops, I'm with you till the very end. It's real.
That's how strong my love is.
Yeah, you're my main man, Pops.
That's how strong.
Keep your head up, baby.
That's how strong my love is.
That's how strong my love is, Pops. Yeah.
That's how strong my love is.
I know you're feeling me. Pops, let's make a toast, it's a celebration. Me and you, uniting fathers and sons across the whole nation. How would they love that? Bring us together, turning boys to men. Now I can picture that. Sometimes I wonder, daddy's struggle wasn't meant for us. Never give up is what you taught me, Pops, no matter what. See, hard times never got you down. Pops, you were strong, so I guess that's why you're still around. It's all good, we gon' ride till the wheels fall off. Don't need to worry, word is bond. If you need me, I'll be there in a hurry. Pops, understand, this is real love. Do you remember Mississippi was my birthplace? A cold December the 30th, my birthday. And thank God for year 1975. A born child who one day will grow to make you proud. So stop stressing, you did your job. So daddy gon' smile, it's love.
That's how strong my love is.
Yeah, you my main man, Pops.
That's how strong.
Don't worry about nothing, baby, this is a celebration, baby. We gon' toast to this one, man.
That's how strong my love
yeah.
is.
You my main man. This ain't a sad song, man. It's a celebration, baby. Remember what you told me, though. You can give in
that's
some, but don't give out.
My love is.
Yeah. You my main man. But we're not gonna be selfish about this one, Pops. We're gonna dedicate this on behalf of all the fathers and sons who ain't connected like
that's
that, man. We're gonna bring them together, man. Like I said, it's a celebration, right? Anything's possible, man. Just gotta believe. I love you, Pops. Break down. It's real love, man. Real talk. Real. I be quiet on that one. Yeah. Everything gonna be alright, man. Trust you, my life. Dreams do come true. Just gotta believe, man. Give faith a chance.
Yeah. Welcome back to the award-winning Praise Radio Show with your host, Mandy D.
What's the last Mandy part? Robeson.
D. You
took too long.
Mandy D is cool, though.
Yeah,
Mandy
I like that. That's your, D. That should be your
that's my rap name.
Yeah, that's your rap name. Don't say nothing, though.
So let me tell
can
you
guys.
Can
you spit?
Let me, oh, I can, she's getting I can, ready but to. Let me tell you guys something.
All right, tell us something.
So the song that just played, okay. The gentleman's name, this is his actual name, is Eric Garner. And his name, his rap name is Mac Bone. And this song that we, Mac Bone. She wanted to laugh, Mr.
No,
Garner,
I don't.
If you're
I
watching.
Don't. No, I'm not laughing, no, sir. I'm not
no,
laughing at
you. I didn't laugh. I had to sneeze.
What did you say?
Oh, I said his name is Eric Garner.
Yeah, I got that.
And Mac Bone is what he's going. Mac Bone. Right.
Okay.
And the
see,
song.
See, I wasn't going to laugh because I don't even know what she says, sir. Don't get okay. me. Don't get me.
I'm laughing at you.
And the song, That's How Strong My Love Is. And that song he wrote, he dedicated that to song his to his dad.
Oh. Mm.
He wrote it to his dad. And the song is phenomenal. I'm hoping we can get him in studio. For those that have been following us, we're continuing, you know, with love. And for those who have not, the last couple of shows, we have been talking about love. We've been talking about marriage,
single.
Being single, love in general.
Yeah.
And this will conclude our love fest. However, we're still going to go on with love. I just mean in terms of it being
love never ends.
Topic. But however, this is still going with the theme of love because this is something that he wrote out of, you know, his heart, the depths of his heart,
father.
But the love for his father. And when we were speaking, one of the reasons I definitely felt compelled to play the song was, and I want to play it again, Father's Day. One of the reasons I felt so compelled to play the song is after having a conversation with him, like I felt the love. He shared the story of his most precious memory with his dad.
Mm.
And when, you know, sometimes you talk to people and you ask, like, what was your most precious memory? And, you know, you can think of all kind of things maybe that will pop into your head. When it comes to your precious memories as a child. And the precious memory that he shared was a time that there was no heat in his home.
Like in here?
She said, like in here. There was no heat in his home. And there was no food in their house. He said there was like a pack of ketchup, some peanut butter, and it was like one other thing that was like a condiment that he named. But there was no food in the house. And he said him and his dad used to fantasize about McDonald's. Like, they would go buy McDonald's and smell the food. And, you know, something, again, some of us take for granted. McDonald's for some people is, like, just, you know, like, that's easy. Whatever, Friday night, I don't feel like cooking. Go get some McDonald's. That's, you know, loose change. But for someone else, that's a fantasy to be able to have that meal.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that his dad was out and he was looking in a refrigerator for something to eat, but like I said, it was nothing there. His father knocked on the door, and he said when he opened the door, his father had a cheeseburger from McDonald's.
Mm.
And his father came in, and he said it was no fries, no nothing with it, just that one cheeseburger, because that's all he could afford.
Mm.
And he said they cut that cheeseburger in half, and they sat down. He said it was like Thanksgiving. And he sat, and he ate that half a cheeseburger, him and his dad, and they talked. And he said afterwards, you know, they laid, I believe he sat on an air mattress and just kind of, you know, huddled together because, again, there was no heat. They were cold. But that is, like, that's one of his most precious memories.
Yeah,
he said,
yeah.
Like, that day really stood out for him in terms of the depth of his father's love, that while they had nothing,
right.
It was important for him not just to go get him anything to eat, but to get, you know, get them something that they both have been dreaming about trying and having and tasting. So I wanted to play that
Amen.
Song and shout out to Mr. Garner, Mac Bone.
Mr. Bone. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
and also, again, he's phenomenal. I mean, I can't even begin to tell you all the gifts and talents this young man has. I mean,
he's
an artist. I don't even remember.
How young is he?
I don't even remember. This young man is probably, and I'm guesstimating, maybe in our age group, maybe a little younger.
Excuse you.
So.
Excuse you again?
Excuse me.
What age might that be?
There's a lot of people in the room.
Somebody on this panel was
at what age might that be? You know what I'm saying?
And that was not me.
Hey, notice I looked at you.
Oh.
Wow.
Maybe a little younger, but he's an artist. I mean, his artwork is phenomenal. He draws. He said he could paint.
Oh, nice.
He does Eric Garner's pencil art. Hmm. And I mean, he could draw you.
He could draw my face.
Yes.
With hair?
He could pretend you have hair, but he likes to be true to his art. So probably not. Probably not. Yeah, no, we're not going to do that.
I have
that.
A ear on my ear, see?
Jesus said.
On your
what
ears?
Would Jesus say?
Yeah. I'm done.
He said comb it.
On your ears? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You might have a little.
Yeah. You're supposed to cut that.
No, negative. No.
No, that's if it's coming out your ear. He wants it on his ear to make it look like it's hanging. He wants it look like it's hanging, like my braids.
Yeah.
I can't take it.
Which one is longer, y'all?
I can't take it. I cannot.
But
I can't.
And his, I mean, just to sit down and talk to him also, like the level of wisdom that's there and the stories, like the stuff that he's
bring
been
him
through.
In.
What
bring
was the area called you down?
He
you dialed you.
Well, he contacted me. We spoke to each other. We actually hooked up on LinkedIn. On LinkedIn.
Oh,
and
nice.
Hopefully he will be coming to New
Amen.
York in the summer.
So, brother,
right?
If you're listening,
right?
Man, we're looking forward to have you come on out.
Yeah, you need to come on.
We have
just
a space,
come on.
Right? Here,
come on with it.
Speaking of McDonald's.
Nobody's buying
McDonald's. That's not McDonald's.
That was his testimony.
I said, speaking of McDonald's.
That was his testimony.
I see. Dunkin'.
We're not. Oh my gosh, this guy is greedy.
He is.
So for our 100th celebration,
talking for other people. Will you focus?
Yes, focus for our 100th anniversary. I guess I will ask. Like, do you have a favorite show or episode or behind the scene moments or like what is
a senior moment?
I didn't. Behind the scene moment. I did not say senior moment.
Oh, okay.
This is going horribly wrong.
I don't know. I just think from the beginning to it, just to see the evolvement of the show from the first time we started to even this day.
That's why I wish we could flash back.
It's like if
we
people saw it, you know, it's
know.
Like, wow, it's really something. We went from figuring it out to... figuring it out.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah. Figuring it out.
Yes. Would you see? That's
so
scary,
it's just been awesome. I mean, you've grown, and as our host, you've grown tremendously.
Don't try it.
Oh, see you there. The listening audience. Listen to all the people out there and out there. Okay.
Facebook land.
Oh yeah.
TV land.
No, but even though I'm sure the people at Facebook would say the same thing that just to watch you as taking your vision and watching it manifest itself and you never giving up hope that the walk that you walked to get it where God had showed you is still in the process. You know, so it's really been a ride. I mean, we went from wearing our own T-shirts to now we got our own T-shirts.
We went from wearing our own
T-shirts so we got our own T-shirt.
Yeah, Praise Radio Show.
I don't get it.
That Praise Radio Show. Hello, everybody else got it. Hello.
Woosa.
We went from a really, that's scary.
Yeah.
I was trying to ignore it. We went from a really cool, deep moment.
Thank you, bro. That was her husband that agreed with me. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Amen. That was awesome. Amen. Well, definitely, like you said,
enjoy
we are continuing to grow. That's for sure. And I mean, just having you guys on board, like she said, we started out with four.
Right.
So shout out to Denise Merchant, cause
she what's up, Denise?
Was with us from the beginning.
Yes.
And then we had four again.
Amy Fair was
and
with us
right.
for
Back
a little
three.
While.
Shout out to Amy Fair.
And then it was the three of us again. And guess what?
What?
Starting in March, we are going to be on every Sunday. Oh, they got quiet because that was.
Y'all are probably saying surprise.
Surprise!
Yeah, y'all knew before we did.
Hello. Shocker.
Yeah, me and Joy's like.
Your eyebrows. Dun, 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 dun.
That was pretty funny.
Hey, man, that should be fun.
Yes, and we have a hopefully, you know, I have a surprise coming today. Hopefully my surprise will make it. But we have someone else joining Praise Radio Show, but on a whole other level. So first and third will be more talk. They trying to guess. You are Richard, silly.
I know, but there's a...
Okay. Yeah, I can't tell you because it won't be a surprise. But
who?
They're trying to guess. But this person will be coming on board with Praise Radio, and they'll be doing more of the artist piece. So on...
That's the right, yo.
Singing? Rapping?
No. On first and third, it'll be more what we're doing now, right? You know, it'll be
No,
talk.
The artist part.
The artist part will be more live performances, or maybe them in the streets, or them. Sometimes us, sometimes we'll be a part also. Them. So it won't always be in studio those days.
Okay.
But the point is, every Sunday, it'll play. Starting in March, because they looked a little
around
suspicious.
My birthday?
Oh.
Your birthday's
how did we
not
get
coming
here?
This year.
Wow. Canceled.
Hated it.
Oh, you got the 30 seconds because you was the last one talking.
30 seconds.
No, she was the last one. She said 30 seconds. So there's 10 left.
It was the last one when she,
five,
when
four,
she
three.
Said it. Wow. Oh, yeah. You going
to
do that?
Well, don't touch that dial. We thank y'all for tuning in to the Praise Radio Show, the award-winning Praise Radio Show. And we will be right back.
K-Classic.
Listen, the song is crazy. You know, I got an idea, though. Make it a little crazy.
Well, you can't stop this here. You can't top this here. Work too hard, my God. I'ma play my card. I'ma leave your atmosphere. It's so toxic. And I hear your gossip. I'm aware they plotting. But I got no option. And I can't be stopped. I'ma keep on walking.
And my power and my purpose. And that backbiting so worthless. And my faith on and it's working. I'm one of one and I'm certain that I won the battle. It's over. We did it. I'm still. I'm C. I'm P. No limit. Can't stop it. It's me and Corbin in the pocket. Got the plug in the socket.
They told you that you couldn't do it cause you're washed up. Ain't like them bad girls said you should get your sauce up. But I got this plan and you might not understand. I'ma go hard as I can and I'm gonna be the boss of it. Just watch me do this, put no limits, only swag on it. Walk right up to the front where I belong and brag on it. Go to the top, I'ma give it all I got. Might take a lot, but we ain't gonna ever stop. From me, so you can say what you want. I go harder, stronger, be who I'm supposed to be. Cause I'm unstoppable, I get all the way in it. That's the way I was made, and I'm up on my business. Cause I'm unstoppable, ain't no hoping and wishing. Say a prayer, catch a wave, then I go out and get it. Cause I can be what I want, try it if I want. Empowered by the king, and he won't let me fall. Cause I'm lucky, I just pray through it. Fall on my face and I might make mistakes, but I don't let it break me, cause I'm still on my way. I don't believe I'm something special. Can't take that from me. So you can say what you want.
Say a prayer, catch a wave, then I go out and get it. Cause I can be what I want, try it if I want, empowered by the king.
Welcome back to the award-winning Praise Radio Show. We're so glad to have you tuning in.
We are. If you know anyone that's watching or trying to watch us, they're having some technical difficulties on the website.
So via internet.
You can also, if you're not on Facebook, check us out or tell them to check us out on the Radio TuneIn app. Download the Radio TuneIn app and then look up The Matrix Studios, D-A-M-A-T-R-I-X, and they will be able to hear us. And I do believe they're checking into the website now. Yeah. But moving on, we're going to give Miss Joy a few seconds because she had to run out. So we're going to give her a few seconds to catch her breath. And Richard C. Knowles was showing you guys the T-shirts that we have here. And we are going to go hit the streets of Harlem. Anybody in Harlem, come visit us. We will be on 125. I don't know if we're going to roam from there, but we will start out on 125. We're going to hand out some T-shirts and some other stuff. So come visit us. Come see us. Come say hey. Come tell him he has no hair. Please.
They're like, no.
A T-shirt for the first person that tells him that he has no hair. Two T-shirts if you bring your magnifying glass and find one strand up there.
Up there.
Not has on to my, be not at on least 1 inch or longer.
So we're at on the 125th. Are we going to be in front of the movie theater where our commercial was being played?
Possibly.
They have to look for us?
Possibly Magic Johnson Theater. Possibly in front of the State Building. It's a secret. It's not a secret. We'll just be walking around. It's no secret.
If you don't see the shirt, don't just stop anybody. Let me see what you got on.
Give me the shirt.
No, it's not you.
It's my shirt.
No.
Somebody run the bell.
But that's a doorbell? But that was another great accomplishment, now that I mentioned it.
What?
To have a commercial put in the Magic Johnson Theater about Praise Radio. That was an awesome.
Amen. Yes,
that was awesome.
Amen.
And it is still in the movie theater.
Amen.
It's still there?
It's in, I think it's called the Union Square. Union Amen. Square movie theater.
On 14th
right
Street.
Now. Yeah, it's there. It's
wow,
there.
We're moving around.
It is there. The commercial's bouncing.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So
that is
let
so
us
cool.
know. Let us know if you've seen it. Don't pretend
yeah.
you saw
it. Stop us on the
t-shirt.
Street.
But if you did see us, let us know.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I'm gonna ask you commercial questions.
Yeah, I saw you on Channel 4. No, sorry, you don't get a t-shirt.
Maybe you did. It's in the spirit.
Hey, Shondo. And Chevrolet.
Both going deep on this.
Hey. So, Miss Joy, you have any favorite moments, favorite guests, favorite behind-the-scene moments, favorite topics, favorite spotlights? What's your favorite?
Nope.
No, she don't like to say favorite you artists and specific people because then she feels like, you know, she's letting down.
Oh, you mean RD?
Then it's not fair.
Well, just your favorite
then
moment.
Then the people that's listening. And they
well,
say,
I ain't singing for her no more.
Exactly. But I think the two most memorable would be Richard Dolphin.
Memorable. Nice how she put like that word in. That was nice.
And Seychelles.
Definitely.
I think those are the two most memorable guests.
Spell it.
And Seychelles is in the commercial.
That we... Now you know
what he do?
I could spell.
No. Because I know
that.
She don't mean that word.
Don't do that.
Because you don't mean that word.
Don't
Wait,
do that.
You spell it memorable?
Yeah.
I tell you, boy.
Kids don't know how to act.
The shade. Where's my sunglasses? Because the shade is real.
It's
but
coming,
those are my two memorable.
My head.
Okay?
Shall
I always get excited Dolphin. When you say Richard Dolphin is coming simply because we've already been down this road.
Yes, yes, okay? yes.
And you didn't have Dennis Worship this year.
Yeah.
Was, that was...
Yeah,
was
we even, didn't. He didn't. We have
to
have him back.
Had? The first
Victor Latimer was our very,
very,
first guest ever.
Wow. Yeah.
Cool.
Wow.
Very first guest ever, and he was amazing. And he flew in to New York
Look
just to
that.
Be on our show.
Look
that
at that.
So amazing. So I gotta find him too and have him back on the show. We want to do a reunion.
And we've had call-in guests that's from out of town also.
We've had a lot of call-in guests that were from out of town. We had a lot of phenomenal testimonies. We've had a lot of moments that were very lighthearted and fun. And I mean, we had a lot of moments we couldn't stop laughing and giggling.
Especially
and we've
behind
had a
the
lot
scene.
Of deep moments, a lot of testimonies that were shared that even when the show was over, I felt like it affected people in different ways that really just had the wheels continuing to turn even after the show was over, and I didn't realize how some of the topics would affect people even after the show was over. So we definitely had a lot of phenomenal people grace us with their presence. And for me, that's one of the biggest things have been the relationships, like the people that God have allowed me to meet from the studio all the way to, you know, social networks, to in the streets, to phone calls, and just amazed at how many people will, you know, be like, oh, yeah, I watched your show. And I'll be like, no, you didn't. I'm like, you didn't. You know what? don't talk to
you
her.
You know, we got to give a shout out to our first timekeeper producer.
Keisha!
Oh, Keisha!
Amen.
Yes, Keisha kept us on point with our time. She stayed keeping, even at the award show. Y'all saw her?
Yeah, at the award show.
Honestly, I thought she was coming back. I thought she was just playing around with us.
I did too.
Keisha would have been back by now, but
I did too.
She tricked me. She tricked me.
And from time to time, we have to give a shout out to your daughter too, who helped behind the scenes.
Oh, the junior producer.
Yes, our junior producer.
Everything. Yeah. She's paying us no mind. She's plugged in right
She's
now.
She's producing her own show now.
Unicorn.
And we want to give a definite shout out to the husbands of the two ladies. Who were definitely always behind the scene, helping out when they can. We, you know, especially your husband, who would always bring us.
He brings us
something.
Water.
I didn't want to say that because we didn't have it today.
He brings us water. But I appreciate it. Whether he didn't bring it today, but it's okay. I appreciate. I always go home and I'm like, Wayne didn't have to get us water. That's so nice of him.
He had to do it, but he did.
But he did. Hallelujah.
But this guy over here definitely want to bring it up today.
He brings us expired candy. That's what this guy brings.
And rotten donuts.
Oh,
that's
man.
That's been his car for years.
That should be a blooper moment when the day we almost all lost our teeth. Hard donuts.
No, what happened, they were sitting in the car and it was cold that day.
No.
They hardened up.
No, you told us that you had an event the day before and you brought us the leftovers, remember? No. That's what you said.
But they were sitting in the car.
No, and
then was sitting in the car over some days.
Overnight,
No.
And then you tried to come in and bring them to us.
Did you see the date on the donut?
I saw the date on the candy.
No, well, that's right, we didn't get the candy yet. We're talking donuts.
The date on the candy.
No, I never bring date, ladies and gentlemen, children of the jury. They fibbing.
He's saying that on a Christian show.
They fibbing.
We fibbing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Child. I never brought anything stale in. It might be hard because we're sitting in the car.
It may have an old date.
Well, I don't check the date.
Wow. Did you?
I don't check the date.
What?
Wow. Well, there you have it,
boys and girls. I can't.
This has just gotten weird. But anyway. Well, there you go. You're just telling stories.
Where we going?
We
ain't going nowhere.
What's next?
What
is the agenda?
Yeah. Oh, no, we agenda. Forgot to give a shout out to What's Right.
Spotlight.
Oh yeah, Spotlight.
Spotlight.
What's Right?
We gotta give a shout out to What's Right. What is that?
Spotlight.
What is Right?
Oh my gosh, we've had some amazing spotlights. Mm-hmm. What I want to start doing is Spotlight What's Right. For those that don't know, is an opportunity for us to spotlight some amazing people, organizations that are doing something phenomenal on God's green earth, and I would like the opportunity to start bringing in some people to spotlight in person or at least having them call in or start going to visit some folk.
True, but some of these people we don't know.
We don't have to know them.
They're in different countries, different continents.
Right.
Yeah.
Some of the people that we spotlight, you know, they can't come in because we just find them. We scrolling and we say, oh my God.
They can come in.
This is right.
But there's artists that we didn't know. I didn't know half the artists that came
this
here.
This is what I'm saying. Some of them, I couldn't even say their name.
Well, that's why we're going to have them so they can come say their own name.
And spotlight what's right.
And spotlight what's right. I had one gentleman contact us from the UK. Uh-huh. And he was like, oh my gosh, we love your show out here. And I'm like, are you sure you're watching the Praise Radio show? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, are you sure? And then he's like, yes. And I said, what time do you watch? How do you watch it? And then he told me, and I was like, you really are watching our show. Like,
we're
that's
in the
so
UK?
Awesome. Everywhere.
Oh,
it is so amazing.
And oh, my
then
goodness.
He sent a picture He was like, I'm going to send you a picture of my family right now. We getting ready to listen to the show. And it was a picture, like a long table with a whole, I mean, the whole table was filled with people. And they were all standing up and, you know, taking a picture.
I'm known in the UK.
You're known in UK.
Oh, my God.
The show is. He didn't say
yet. Are we done? We have 30 seconds? She counted. Oh, we got 4 seconds? I got 4 seconds. We're going to break.
Only way to do it.
Oh, my. Yeah. Uh-huh. I do it. Sound good. Oh my. Some do it for the money, other do it for the fame. As for me and my house, yeah, we gon' do it for the gang, man. I do it for I do it, ay. Do it for I do it, oh. Do it for I do it, ay. Oh, shit, the reason that I do this is to use my influence on the block or the pulpit in the booth with the music. This right here, rebel music, out to put the people on, cause you know they need more than what they hearing in these songs I be do. So appalled, I be like, what's going on? Ask me what I'm writing for. Man, I write to go to war. Freedom, what I'm fighting for. Up against all odds, ask me where I go. Hard, cause I do it for my God, hey. But that ain't what they wanna hear though. What I stand for, they don't wanna hear though. And I know they probably thinking I'm a weirdo. But yo, silly gon' get an air for. Man, I'm all my faith, hope, and love. Focus on things that's above. When the hate come, I just shrug. Cause I'm turned all the way up. If you feel some type of way, we ain't come here to play. We gon' rip for the faith, and FMG, my new way. I keep it real, man, I ain't got no facade. Ask me why I go hard, cause I do it for my God. Stone of vision, FMG, that be my code. That's all I know, that's how I roll. Cause there's so much distraction. Ain't got time to slack for nothing but straight be about the action. See this here more than just rapping. This right here be my passion. Time to step up, be a real one. Cause so many be acting, I'm sad. Tell me what it look like. Got the pots in the stove, what it cook like. Everybody wanna live a good life. But I'm in the rain with the king for the good fight. Oh! Bet you won't catch me slipping, Batman on a mission. Try to make a difference, everybody here tripping. When they need it, just listen, man, bump all the wishing, man. Play your position, yeah. Gotta switch the tempo. Ride on high, gotta get low, get low. See the silver look through the window. And he creeping like bum, man, from the fifth floor. Ayo, if you feel some type of way, we ain't come here to play. We gon' wait for the faith, man. FMG, my new way, ay. I keep it real, man, I ain't got no facade. That's me, why go hard? It's me, God, do it for my. Oh my. Yeah. How we do it. This is how we do it. This is what they call rebel music. This gon' be the anthem for the revolution. No, we would not be so concerned with all the topics they telling us.
No.
But as believers for his will, you know that we gotta level up. We're beyond the music. We're beyond that hype. If you buy his word, then be about that life. FMG, G. You know we gotta do it for the king. You don't know what they really mean. I do it for my. I do it for I do it. Ay. Do it for I do it. Do it for I do it. Ay. For my.
Welcome back to the Praise Radio Show. Can't forget the award-winning Praise Radio Show.
I wonder what video just played.
Woo! RD was in the house.
Richard Dawkins.
Woo-hoo!
For my God.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
That
definitely,
was awesome.
Definitely memorable, yeah. Artist. Let me see. Wow. I've had a lot of memorable moments off camera. I'm sure it's been caught by somebody, though. But, you know, there's been some artists that have come and, you know, we be out behind the scenes rocking out when Rich was doing a Facebook Live before, we would forget the cameras on. We be in here cutting up and acting a fool, forgetting the camera is on
lot of the time. Not me, though.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, no?
Yeah, she's in charge.
I have the most sense here.
No, you be making faces.
If we
look at that. See, she just made one.
Every picture that's ever been taken.
You didn't do one this year.
I didn't do one this year, but I will do it. I will do it in June.
This year of the faces.
Yeah, every New Year's, right?
But that's just because God has delivered my mouth. But I'm praying that he would deliver my face. My face betrays me often.
It's funny.
But God and the Holy Spirit has cleansed my mouth.
Wow.
But this face,
working on it.
I'm a work in progress. And sometimes you're right. My face, it just betrays me. It will tell you what I'm thinking. But I'm working on it.
We usually do every year a whole collage of her facial expressions every year.
You didn't get me this year.
I know I have you.
The first year you did it, it was really, I couldn't stop laughing. I was like, oh my goodness.
Well, we have you on camera now.
Come on, God.
Your facial expressions are on camera. It will be on the website.
When we were making the commercial, that man had some
face. Oh, yeah.
That's why
yeah.
you got those.
It is there. The commercial's bouncing.
That's cool.
Let us know if you've seen it. Don't pretend.
Yeah. Stop us on the street.
But if you did see us, let us
know. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Can I ask you a commercial question?
Yeah, I saw you on Channel 4. Sorry, you don't get a t-shirt.
Maybe you did.
Hey, Sean. And
Chevrolet. Going deep on this. So, Miss Joy, do you have any favorite moments? Favorite guest, favorite behind the scenes moment, favorite topic, favorite spotlight. What's your?
She don't like questions.
What's your favorite?
Nope.
No, she don't like to say favorite artists and specific people because then she feels like she's letting
down. Oh, you mean RD?
Then it's not fair.
Well, just your favorite.
Then the people that's listening.
Well, I ain't singing for her no more.
But I think the two most memorable would be Richard Dolphin.
Memorable. Nice.
That's my favorite.
That was nice.
And Seychelles.
Definitely.
Those are the two most memorable things.
Spell it.
And Seychelles in the commercial.
That we. Now you know.
Well, he took
a spell.
Because I know she don't mean that word. Because you don't mean that word.
Don't you spell it memorable?
Yeah.
Tell you, boy. You don't know how to add shade. Where's my sunglasses? Because the shade is real.
Those are my two memorable. Okay. Of course, I always get excited when you say Richard Dolphin is coming, simply because we've already been down this
road. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Yes.
And you didn't have Dennis Worship this year.
Yeah.
We didn't have him back. Victor Latimer was our very first guest ever, and he was amazing, and he flew in to New York just to be on our show. So amazing. So I gotta find him too and have him back on the show.
We're gonna do a reunion.
And we've had call-in guests that's from out of town also.
We've had a lot of call-in guests from out of town. We had a lot of phenomenal testimonies. We've had a lot of moments that were very lighthearted and fun, and I mean, we had a lot of moments we couldn't stop laughing and giggling. And we had a lot of these moments, a lot of testimonies that were shared that even when the show was over, I felt like it affected people in different ways that really just had the wheels continuing to turn even after the show was over. And I didn't realize how some of the topics would affect people even after the show was over. So we definitely have a lot of phenomenal people grace us with their presence. And for me, that's one of the biggest things have been the relationships. Like the people that God have allowed me to meet from the studio all the way to, social networks, to in the streets, to phone calls, and just amazed at how many people will, be like, oh yeah, I watched your show. And I'll be like, no, you didn't.
Said, okay.
I'm like, you didn't.
You know what?
don't talk to
me. I'm going to give a shout out to our
who?
First time people producer.
Keisha!
Keisha! Amen.
Yes. Keisha kept us on board. She stayed keeping, even at the award show, y'all saw her?
Yeah, at the award show.
Honestly, I thought she was coming. She was coming back. I thought she was just playing around.
I did too.
Kesha would have been back by now, but
I did too.
She tricked me.
And from time to time, we have to give a shout out to your daughter too, who helped behind the scenes.
Oh, the junior producer.
Yeah, junior producer.
She's paying us no money.
I know. She's producing her own show.
We're a unicorn.
We want to give a definite shout out to the husbands of the two ladies.
Amen.
Who were definitely always behind the scenes, helping out when they can. We, you know, especially your husband would always bring us.
He brings us
something. Right. I didn't want to say that because we never today.
He brings us. Whether he didn't bring us away.
He had to do it, but he did.
But he did. Hallelujah.
But this guy, he didn't want to bring it up today.
He brings us expired candy. That's what this guy brings.
and rotten donuts.
That should be a blooper moment when the day we almost all lost our teeth. Hard donuts.
No, what happened, they were sitting in the car and it was cold that day.
No, you told us that you had an event the day before and you brought us the leftovers. No. That's what you said.
But they were sitting in the car.
No, and then it was sitting in the car over some date.
No. Did you see the date on the donut? Did you see the date on the donut?
I saw the date on the candy.
We didn't get the candy yet. We're talking about
the candy.
No, I never bring that, ladies and gentlemen. Children of the jury. They fibbing.
He's saying that on a Christian show.
They fibbing.
We fibbing.
Yeah. Wow. I never bought anything stale. It might be hard because we're sitting in the car.
It may have a stale date.
But don't check the date.
Wow. Did you?
I don't check the date.
What? Wow. Well, there you have it.
I can't.
This has just gotten weird. Well, there you go. You just telling stories.
Where we going?
We ain't going nowhere. This is the agenda. What is this?
Oh, no agenda. We shout open. Out to What's Right.
Spotlight.
Oh, yeah, Spotlight.
We got to give a shout out to What's Right. What is that?
Spotlight. What's Right.
Oh, my gosh. We got some amazing spotlights. What I want to start doing is Spotlight What's Right, for those that don't know, is an opportunity for us to spotlight some amazing people, organizations that are doing something phenomenal on God's green earth. And I would like the opportunity to start bringing in some people to spotlight in person or at least having them call in or start going to visit some folk.
True, but some of these people we don't know.
We don't have to know.
They're different countries, different continents.
Right.
Yeah.
Some of the people that we spotlight, you know, they can't come in because we just find them. We're scrolling and we're scrolling.
They can come in.
This is right.
But there's artists that we didn't know. We didn't know half the artists that came
here. This is what I'm saying. Some of them, I couldn't even say their names.
Well, that's why we're going to have them so they can come say their own name.
And Spotlight What's Right.
And Spotlight What's Right. I had one gentleman contact us from the UK. Uh-huh. And he was like, oh my gosh, we love your show out here. And I'm like, are you sure you're watching the Praise Radio show? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, are you sure? And then he's like, yes. And I said, what time do you watch? How do you watch it? And then he told me. And I was like, you really are watching our show?
Wow,
like,
that's so
awesome. Everywhere. It is so amazing. And he sent a picture. He was like, I'm gonna send you a picture of my family right now. We're getting ready to listen to the show. And it was a picture, like a long table. The whole table was filled with people. And they were all standing up and, you know, taking a picture.
I'm known
and
in the UK.
You're known in the UK. The show is. Oh, we done? We got 30 seconds? Oh, we got 4 seconds? I got 4 seconds. We're on a break. We'll be back. He's laughing at me.
Don't touch that now. Welcome back to the Praise Radio Show. I can't forget the award-winning Praise Radio Show.
I wonder what video just played.
Woo! RG was in the house.
Richard Dawkins.
Woo-hoo!
For my God.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. That definitely was awesome. Definitely memorable. Yes. Artist.
Let me see. Wow. I've had a lot of memorable moments off camera. I'm sure I've been caught by somebody though. But you know, there's been some artists that have come and you know, we'd be behind the scenes rocking out. When Rich was doing a Facebook Live before, we would forget the cameras on. We'd be in here cutting up and acting a fool, forgetting the camera is on. Oh, not a lot of the time, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, she's in charge.
I have the most sense.
No, you can make faces.
If we.
Yeah, look at that. See, she just made one.
Picture.
Right.
I've never been taken.
You didn't do one this year.
I didn't do one this year, but I will do it. I will do it in June.
This year of the faces.
Yeah, every New Year's, right?
But that's just because God has delivered my mouth. But I'm praying the that he would deliver my face. My face betrays me often.
It's funny.
But God and the Holy Spirit has cleansed my mouth.
Wow.
But this face, working on it. I'm a work in progress. And sometimes you're right. My face, it just betrays me. It will tell you what I'm thinking. But I'm working on it.
We usually do every year a whole collage of her facial expressions. Every year.
You didn't get me this year.
I know I have you.
The first year you did it, it was really, I stopped laughing. And I was like, oh my goodness.
Well, we have you on camera now.
Come on, God.
Your facial expressions are on camera. It will be on the website.
Well, we were making the commercial. That man has some
face. Oh, yeah.
That's why
yeah.
Like, that's
a commercial.
No, before him.
Oh, the first gentleman. The first one. That was a memorable
first gentleman that came.
Really?
Yes.
You don't know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right
oh, yeah.
Twice. Yeah. Getting on her by her facial expressions.
Oh, my.
I think he was just reading into those facial expressions on another level, too.
I don't know what was going on.
I don't know what was going on.
Yeah, they do, though. The only person that we talked to behind the scenes that was supposed to come, but then didn't come. I don't really remember what happened. There's a lady that's supposed to make the eggplant.
Oh, she became very sick. So she's still, no, she's better now, thank God.
Okay.
Rosaria, she's still going to come. And for those of you that don't know, she's going to be doing a cooking show. And the cooking show will be on Power and Praise Network. We'll give you all the details as it unfolds. And she's going to be cooking Italian food.
Right here.
She's going to bring us food because they took the kitchen out.
This is the kitchen out of here?
No, yes, it's the salon now, no?
Oh, yeah, we have to travel.
Yeah, she took the kitchen out. But, one of the pilot that we will be doing for the show, Praise Radio Show, will be going to her studio and her kitchen and sitting down. She's going to cook for us. And she's going to come here first to talk about the show. But not only will she be cooking food and blessing, you know, our belly tummies, but she will be blessing our soul as well because
that's
a lot of
so
these.
So then I'll be the
taste. A belly tummy.
Oh, belly tummies.
Oh, no.
I ain't in this conversation, y'all.
But not only will she be feeding our belly tummies, but she will also be blessing our souls because a lot of the dishes she have stories attached to them, testimonies attached to them, and she will also be sharing that with us as she cooks. I can't wait.
Amen. We need that. I love you.
You always want chicken. Stop.
We can go on because today we're just no, I was going to say today we're just pretty much flowing instead of we're not gonna do spotlight. We're going to discuss again some of our favorite spotlights versus having a specific spotlight. Mm-hmm. But we've had so many phenomenal spotlights.
I would have bought a list.
Mm-hmm. You had a list?
No, I would have bought a list. Did you tell me this?
I didn't.
You didn't
tell me this
anything.
It just popped in my head now.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So. But like, you had one with I think it was a little boy, a little girl that used to package stuff and feed the homeless.
You sure
that's
not
mine?
No. Really? Yeah. No, there was one she did have. It wasn't in this
state. I think it was a little girl.
Okay.
I think it was a little girl that was
going. It wasn't in this state. It wasn't in New York.
I think it was a little girl. We've had so many.
Yeah. I just said, you told me about the shoes, and then when we went to Ghana, the shoes that were with the person's
feet. Oh, yeah.
And then last summer, when we went to Ghana, they actually bought some of those shoes with them.
Oh, wow.
And gave them to the shoes. You are out of control.
What are you doing?
Regina. Disrespectful.
That wasn't me.
Oh, my God.
That was a fun.
How many stories have been told? What?
Anywho, the shoes.
Yeah.
I remember the shoes. And then, like I said, when we went to Ghana this year, they gave out some of those shoes. And I took a picture of a pair of them because it was like, I heard about it first.
You saw
it? She has. She told you.
Oh, my God.
She took a picture. You see, hey,
I'm
asking.
I apologize in advance. He out of control today. Look at her face. See, facial expression. You bring me up.
Well, you know what? Richard was told us that he was sniffing chocolate icing.
What he gave me?
He said chocolate icing cake. He said chocolate icing cake. What did you say? You was like, I was sniffing brownies.
And now he's looking at some lady's picture.
No.
Oh, what is going on? You're about to get put off this
100 episodes. Too much. It's too much. Doesn't that need to be paid for you?
You're doing too much.
No.
But I remember those shoes. Those things were awesome.
Yes,
because if you wore a size 3, they had snaps on them. Mm-hmm. So you would be able to unsnap them and then put an additional snap.
Yes.
So it would, you know, lengthen the shoe for you. And you'd be able to wear it longer. Because that was the problem. People are donating shoes. But then if the child wears a shoe, kids' feet typically grow every 2 to 3 months. But then, you know, for toddlers, smaller children. And as they get older, definitely year to year. So I thought that was an awesome idea, invention.
And it was a great experience to hear it first here, but then to go to Ghana and see that that was one of the donations that we had been given to give out to people, that was pretty cool.
I think another awesome one for me, there's an organization. I don't remember the name of the organization, but they provide businesses. They help people who are autistic that are on the spectrum with their businesses. And I thought that was phenomenal because a lot of times I feel like, you know, maybe some people automatically assume that because of, you know, your particular uniqueness that you may not be able to do something or handle something. And that's not necessarily the case. Like, they have gifts and talents in different areas, just like everybody else. So I thought it was phenomenal for that organization to have that and to be able to provide them, you know, with the opportunity to be independent. Like, I think that's awesome. So that was one of my favorites. And just so many. There was a restaurant that fed the homeless.
Yeah.
And you pay what you want.
Mm.
It don't matter who. I mean, even if you weren't homeless,
I think
you can sit down and eat. You pay whatever you can afford to pay.
I think that that is cool. I think that the people in the world that are kind and really have a kind heart, I really appreciate those kind of people.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like you think of things.
Oh. She runs.
Hey!
Uh-oh.
Hey!
Uh-oh.
Sorry. Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm so sorry.
Come on.
I saw something that made me.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That's how you do in church, right? When God blesses you, you run around the sanctuary.
We're going to show you.
Take this time. Put your hands together, ladies and gentlemen. For none other than Mr. Richard Duffy.
So check it out. We just finished talking about memorable moments.
Okay.
I asked, like, who are your favorite artists? Oh, look, you got a whole seat. You got a good
head. What's your
chair? I'll move over. No, you come here and I'll move
over. Sure. We talked about who our favorite guest was or favorite part of the show. Most memorable moments is the word she chose to use because she didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings because she knew she was going to say Richard Dolphin. So she said that her most memorable
Artis.
Both of them got hyped. He said it first, I think. He's like, Richard Dolphin.
I know.
I just
Yo, shout out to
Shout out to my man in the house.
Love y'all. For real, man.
Look at that,
where you flying from? From Brooklyn? It's funny, I came from Brooklyn and then I had to film it for another pastor that was preaching.
Oh,
so I was in the Bronx, so I wasn't far.
Okay.
Oh, you know.
Somebody knocking down. Put on one of the show. Sorry, Facebook, we are not experiencing.
We have a technical difficulty.
We are not experiencing
a
hurricane.
Yeah, I had to preach out in the Bronx. I wasn't preaching too far from here, you know what I mean? You know, when God had his way, you know, let him do what he do, you know what I'm saying? So I was just like, you know, can't rush God. So I had to, you know, make sure I take care of my kingdom business.
Come on.
Before, you know, come and go to kingdom business. You know what I'm saying?
So that's
what
it is,
man.
Amen.
So it's good to be here, man.
Well,
my family, so
it's
all good.
Surprises while Richard Dolphin is here.
Yeah.
Like I said, we're going to be hitting the streets shortly and giving out some shirts and stuff, and Mr. Dolphin will be rolling with us. And Richard C. offered to, you know, be a backup dancer, so that was scary. Let's move on. But the biggest surprise is, like I said, we have some new shows coming, and guess who is going to... Look at
the
face. Right. Guess who's going to have a show on the Power and Praise Network, which is where Praise Radio's show will be.
Yeah.
Richard Dolphin.
We're about to do the cast of man. I'm about to invite y'all into the modern world and also have y'all witness and come to know a lot of the super phenomenal people that have been very instrumental in doing some great things in the city that just so happen to be my friends, you know? So it's an opportunity where y'all get to be invited into my world and then meet people who are doing some incredible things, you know?
Amen.
Who are doing some incredible movements here in the city, and that's gonna be worldwide. I already know it. So I'm just really, you guys are gonna get the chance to see the behind the scenes of what made these people who they are while journeying with me, you know? So that's all gonna be on the air, courtesy of Power and Praise.
Come on! Now,
we're gonna make it happen.
And he looks so good behind the camera. It's natural. Look at that behind the camera, behind the mic. It's just so natural.
I didn't get a chance to do my makeup, so.
I know that feeling.
You know what I'm saying?
See, they don't understand, bro. They don't understand, man. You know what I'm saying?
This one's so fun doing his makeup. This one's so
fun. I'm looking for my room.
You know, it's different when you buy, they looking like that, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
When you performing, you know, you moving so fast, they don't, people don't know how to pass it. When they sit down and look, and I'm like, oh man, let me see if I got any crusty style.
That's right.
Trying to be right, you know, on the camera, with the crusty face.
So I guess we're all stepping up.
You don't want to be a crusty face.
Step it up, have a mentor in here, looking at the whole point.
Excellent, so you know I'm trying to step it up. It's 2019. I mean, well, we have to wrap up the show. We done skipped spotlight. We're in the front right now, you know, that song should be playing, but
not today.
Oh,
not today. But anyway, our next show is March 3rd. Make sure you tune in.
Yes.
And like I said, starting in March, we will officially have the shows playing every Sunday. You can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, all at Praise Radio Show. And we'll have some more good news for you guys when we come back and be able to give you some more details on what Rich got going on and all the other new shows. That Rich, not Uncle Rich.
No.
Not Uncle Rich.
No.
But thank you for joining us on our 100th episode.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the Praise Radio Show loves you. But remember one thing, God loves you more. Stay encouraged, stay focused, but most of all, stay tuned to our station. We'll see you next time. Peace!
I like the Uncle Rich stuff.
Yeah.